Archers for the week 1st to 6th May 2005.
In Ambridge, it's Sunday morning, but not everyone's having a day of rest.
Helen?
Hiya.
What are you doing?
Thought I'd make some cheese. We're running very low.
Oh, you're not coming to the service?
No, not today.
Ah, that's a shame. Do you need a hand with that churn?
No, thanks. I can manage.
I don't mind.
By the time you've scrubbed up and put your overalls on, I'll have done it.
Well done. You know the service for Irrigation Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Lake Hill, isn't it?
As far as I know.
Well, I sort of thought we could go together.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were interested.
Oh, well, never mind.
I decided I'd better get on and do this while the dairy's free. It's a bit crowded when you and Clary are wrestling with the yoghurt.
You could have done it tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose I could. Only I was thinking of going over to Home Farm.
Were you?
Yeah, you know Adam's having this for open day.
Oh, about the strawberries, yes.
Yeah, well, he got such a mauling the other week from Linda and the rest of them. I thought we ought to rally round.
So does this mean you've given up going to church?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I won't get drummed out if I miss the occasional Sunday, will I?
Oh, I'd have been out on my ear long ago if that was the case.
Right, let's get some heat under this milk.
You don't know where Tom is, I suppose.
No, I haven't a clue.
And he didn't come back last night.
Yeah, I know. And he wasn't at Kirsty's.
Wasn't he?
She was visiting her mum.
Hmm. Wonder where he went.
It's me.
Hmm?
Brenda.
Oh, hello, gorgeous. What's the time?
10:30.
Oh, is it really?
Sorry, did I wake you?
No, I was, just dozing lightly.
Sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Time I was up and about.
I just wondered if you fancied coming to the Bull.
What, now?
No, lunchtime.
Well, why don't you come round here? Have some breakfast with me.
What about your mum?
Ah, yes. Maybe not such a good idea.
So will you come to the Bull?
What time?
12.
I'll be there.
Ben, come on, this way.
Morning, Ruth.
Oh, hello.
Good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah. We don't get this many for the regular services, do we?
Oh, yes, I think so. Most of the time.
I'm afraid I haven't been to church since Easter.
Yeah, neither have I.
So I thought I'd better show me face today, since it's on our land.
Blessing your crops.
Yeah. I hope it works.
Well, the weather stays like this.
Lovely, isn't it? Helen up with you?
No. I was expecting her to come, I must confess. But she's decided to make some cheese instead.
No, Josh, don't roll down the hill. Come on. Up you get. Look at this. Of him.
You brought all your lot along, have you?
Not Pip. She wanted to come. But she also wants to have her friend Izzy over this afternoon.
Ooh, the famous Izzy.
So I had to insist she stayed home this morning. She hasn't finished her homework yet.
Izzy's quite a character, isn't she?
That's one way of putting it.
Oh dear. Like that, is it?
No, she's all right. Quite sweet kid, really, underneath a bit of a tough exterior. And it's a huge relief that Pip's got her best friend at last.
Lives in Meadow Rise, Jill said.
Yeah, with an invisible mother.
Invisible?
Oh, David caught a glimpse of her once. But whenever I've dropped Izzy home, there's only been the stepfather there, Dom, who doesn't speak so much as grunt.
Oh, dear.
Izzy obviously doesn't think much of him.
She's got any brothers and sisters?
One of each, with different fathers by the sound of it.
Oh, right.
I mean, they're probably a perfectly nice family. But until I've met the mother, I'm really not happy about Pip staying over there.
No, don't blame you.
Ben, come on, Pet. Come over here with me.
Are you going to this open day at Home Farm tomorrow?
I haven't decided.
No, neither have I.
David's going over to lend a hand.
Yeah, Jennifer's been on at us to come and give Adam a bit of moral support.
Well, he did have a terribly rough ride at that meeting, by all accounts.
Yeah, but I can think of better ways to spend a bank holiday.
So can I. Oh, I think Alan's ready to start.
Oh, it's you.
What?
I just wondered why the light was on in here.
Oh, I'm making cheese.
It's Sunday.
So?
So, day of rest.
Day of when no one else is using the dairy. You just got home?
No, I've been seeing to the pigs. I was just going to stroll down to the bull. Do you fancy coming?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, you can do that later.
No, I can't, actually. I have to keep working on it to firm up the curds. But anyway, the pub's not my scene.
Since when?
There's too many people all talking at once.
So you'd rather stay home with your slippers and your knitting?
No, with my cheese, actually. So, where were you last night?
Out.
Well, you went to Kirsty's, were you?
None of your business.
She told me she was going to her mum's.
I had a few jars with a mate, and I couldn't drive back, so I crashed at his place.
And what mate's that, then?
No one you know.
You've changed things round, haven't you?
New pictures.
Oh, that's what's different.
Quite the thing these days, isn't it? The old sepia photographs.
Yeah, tourists love them.
Yes.
One large G&T, one St Clement's. That's £4.15.
Mind you, every pub round here has the same picture of four old blokes in gaiters.
Oh, no.
Flat caps.
Ah, these are authentic. They're all pictures of old Ambridge.
That one's on the website, isn't it? The hay wagon.
Yeah, I got them all off Jennifer Aldrich. Picked them up yesterday. Did she change?
Hang on a sec. That picture there.
Yeah. That's this bar, as it was in 1950.
I thought so. That's my grandfather.
Your grandfather?
Oh, Jack Archer.
Yeah, of course, when he was the licensee.
I think he drank most of the profit. Looks a bit the worse for wearing that picture, doesn't he?
Well, he looks quite...
squiffy?
Cheerful.
Has my grandmother seen that?
Mrs. Woolley? No, I only put him up yesterday.
I don't think she'd be awfully keen.
Well, I just like the fact that it's this same bar.
She won't care to be reminded that Jack number one was a bit of an old soak.
Maybe I should move it.
I'd put it somewhere slightly less eye-catching if I were you.
Yeah, right. Oh, excuse me. Yes, sir. What can I get you?
Well, cheers, Brenda.
Cheers.
Have I told you you have the most beautiful eyes?
You are such a flatterer.
I speak nothing but the truth. Anyway, how are things at Radio Borsetshire?
Well...
I can't believe they made you work yesterday.
Actually, it was lucky I did.
I missed you dreadfully.
I missed you.
I was quite bereft.
Anyway, I bumped into this friend.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I have to work tomorrow as well.
Oh, Brenda.
Sorry. But listen, I've stumbled across this brilliant story.
Really?
I ran into this friend of mine, and her flatmate is a nurse at Borsetshire General. And she told me there's this consultant who's been suspended because of alleged incompetence.
Oh, heavy stuff.
Only according to this nurse, everyone knows he's not incompetent. So I thought, you said you had some contacts in London?
In London?
In the media?
I know one or two journalists, yes. But look, this is a fantastic local story. You could make a real splash on Radio Borsetshire.
But I can't.
Why not?
I told you, they won't let me.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad. Not with a scoop like this.
Was before. Look, I went to them about corruption in the council planning committee, and, okay, I didn't have positive proof, but it was really obvious something iffy was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I interviewed this councillor and sort of, I tried to get the truth out of him.
And it was broadcast, this interview?
Yeah, and that's where I made my mistake. It was live, and I guess I didn't have enough proof.
Ah.
And I got hauled over the coals for, insinuating this guy had been taking backhanders.
Oh, dear.
They broadcast an apology and everything.
I see.
Ever since then, all I get to do is flower shows and court reports.
But, hang on a minute. Didn't you say you got a new boss?
Yeah, but he's pretty much a clone of the old one.
Look, go and see him.
And I still get all the soft stories.
Tell him you've learned your lesson, you've got this really hot story, and ask him to give you another chance.
Well...
You've got nothing to lose. And if you put it off, think what a coup it'll be.
Yeah. It's worth a try, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I'll go and see him on Tuesday.
Oh. Does it have to be Tuesday?
Why?
I was hoping you'd come to the races with me.
Oh! I'd love to.
Mum's insisting on dragging me along with her and the ghastly boyfriend. It'd be so much more fun if you came too.
I don't think your mum would agree somehow.
Who cares?
No, it'd be too embarrassing.
Oh, righto.
I'll meet you for a drink in the evening.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hello. Have you seen Kirsty?
I think she's in the other bar.
You're looking a bit knackered.
Yeah, well,
what have you been up to?
Working.
Yeah, I believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
For your information, I've spent the past fortnight racing up and down to the West Country doing in-store promotions.
Is this something to do with your sausage empire?
Yeah.
Curtis said it went really well.
Yeah, I think it was okay. I haven't heard officially yet. I'm seeing the buyer on Thursday.
Hi, Tom. Kirsty's through the other bar.
Yeah, I'll go and find her. New pictures, Sid?
Historic views of Old Ambridge.
I like that one.
Yeah, a bit of a classic, isn't it? The farm workers with their pints of ale.
And their boots all caked with mud.
Yeah.
I hear you chucked Neil out the other day for having mud on his boots.
Not true. He and Jazza came in here reeking of pigs.
Oh, I remember that.
You see?
Yeah, these two guys came in absolutely humming.
Puts the other customers off.
Oh, come on, Sidney. He's been coming in here all his life.
Yeah, well, it's time he learnt some consideration for others. Oh, excuse me. Yes, sir. Same again.
Oh, dear. Anyway, I'd better go and find Kirsty.
See you, Tom.
See ya.
So, what about tomorrow?
I told you, I'm working. Got to go and cover this open day at Home Farm.
Ah, Cousin Adam and his blessed strawberries.
Why don't you come too?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Adam and I don't exactly see eye to eye.
Don't you? That's a shame. I love Adam. I think he's great.
Yes, great. His critics have got a point, though.
Have they?
Oh, don't you think? Not really what you want to see in the countryside, is it? The rolling acres all wrapped in plastic?
Susan can't wait to show off her new house.
Nappies, white, cream.
And what about his changing, mate?
Oh, we don't need that.
Well, you don't want baby pool over your new carpet.
Well, we can change him in the kitchen.
And it's nearly time for his feed.
Oh, no, I don't. We'd be there by now.
Well, look, I'm sorry.
Oh no. No, I didn't mean that. I know what it's like when you've got a new baby.
Well, perhaps we should wait till after his feed.
Oh, come on, love. I've got everything in the car now.
Well, you don't want him to start howling when we're halfway there.
We're only going half a mile. It won't take us more than 10 minutes. Now, come on, in he gets.
Oh, my phone.
What?
Look, I forgot my phone.
You're not going to need to call anyone in the next couple of hours.
No, it's Will. If he tries to ring me and there's no answer, he'll panic. Look, I know he will.
Oh, well, go on then. Go and fetch it. Here. Give me the baby.
Mum, his name's George.
Yes, yes, all right. Look, just give him it.
There you go. Look, sweetheart, you stay with Nana and I shan't be a minute.
Oh, it's all right. No, it's all right. Look, your mum will be back in a minute. Oh, now, let's get you into the car.
This lock should be done. Oh, yeah, they look fine. Now, do you think that'll be enough?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I've no idea. How many people do you think are going to come?
Oh, I'll do one more batch. They can always go in the freezer if they don't get eaten.
Thanks for doing this, Mum.
Just hope we don't run out of strawberry jam.
You run out of jam? That'll be the day.
Well, there's tons of raspberry, there's tons of plum. And I just thought, since people are coming to talk about strawberries, we ought at least to give them a taste of last season's jam.
I just hope they're grateful.
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
And that we get our point across.
You will, darling.
Our weakest point is expansion plans.
Oh, yes, what are you going to say about that?
Well, if I have to, I'll tell them nothing's finally been decided. That's the truth, after all.
Can I come in?
Oh, hi, David.
Whoa, what a fantastic smell.
It's only scones for this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness, how many people are you expecting?
No idea, that's the trouble.
Well, always better to have too much than not enough.
Well, I've only bought 40 chairs.
Oh, that'll be plenty.
And 10 of the small tables. I can always go back to the village hall.
No.
Get another load.
No, it's really kind of you to lend a hand like this.
Oh, well, actually, I'm quite glad of the excuse to get out. If I have to sit through one more of Pip and Izzy's Britney Spears routines...
Who's Izzy?
Oh, I told you, darling, it's Pip's friend.
Oh, right.
Now, I'm dying to meet her.
Why don't you bring them over this afternoon?
Mum?
What?
This isn't a bank holiday entertainment for kids.
No, and I don't somehow think that the mechanics of strawberry production is quite up Izzy's street.
Right. Pass him out to me. Here, that's it. Oh, it's all right, Puppet. No need to panic.
Still a bit of a mess, isn't it?
What, out here? Yeah. Haven't had a chance to think about the garden yet.
You at least ought to get a path or something to the front door.
Oh, no, I've been telling your dad.
Come on, darling. Look, come to Mummy.
Hiya.
Oh, look, it's Brenda.
Oh, hey. I was going to come over and see you. That's me thinking poor old Emma stuck indoors.
This is only the second time I've been out of that house.
Morning, Brenda.
Hi. And how's George?
Most days don't even manage to get dressed.
Hello.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't he a smasher?
Yeah. Oh. So, how have you been?
Oh, wait till I tell you.
I was just going to show him around the house. Do you want to come?
Oh, can I? Hmm? That'd be brilliant.
Oh, come on then. Oh, look, could you just hold this bag a minute, Brenda, while I open the door?
Sure.
Thanks.
Is this all George's stuff?
Yeah, can't move without it. There we are. Right, the carpets went down on Friday.
Right, better take our shoes off then, hadn't we?
If you wouldn't mind.
Mum.
Hey, you said yourself how dirty it is out here. Come on then. Here you go.
Oh, wow. Isn't it light?
Yeah. He looks so different now it's all painted.
Do you want me to hold him?
No, it's okay. I can manage.
We'll go in the kitchen first. Neil only finished it at the weekend, but now it's done.
You know I told you about this bloke I met?
Yeah, the one with the flash car.
You will not believe what's happened.
He's turned into a frog.
No, he's just as gorgeous as ever. It's just, it turns out that he's...
Oh, he's not married.
No, nothing like that. It's just the reason he's here, right?
What are you doing?
Nothing. We're just coming.
What?
Oh, wow.
Quite nice, isn't it?
It is fantastic. I love those worktops. They must have cost a fortune.
Well, they weren't cheap.
Come on, don't keep me in suspense.
We had to economise a bit on the unit.
The reason he's here...
What?
He's Lillian Bellamy's son.
No. Oh, you are kidding me.
I couldn't believe it either.
What, you're going out with Lillian Bellamy's son?
What? I had no idea. He took me to dinner in this really flash restaurant. And she's there.
In the restaurant?
With that Matt Crawford. And I'm like, oh no, that's it. When James finds out about, you know...
The other blows.
Scott, he's going to drop me for sure. But he just fell about laughing. He thought it was hilarious.
So he knows all about...
Yeah, his mum and her toy boys. That's what he said.
So, here we've got the fridge.
He wanted me to go to the races with them tomorrow.
What, with his mum?
And Matt Crawford. I said, no way. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, that's really nice, Susan.
Freezer's built in as well. And this one, this is the dishwasher.
Oh, and a range cooker. Mm. My mum would kill for one of them.
So how long is he here for?
Dunno, a few weeks.
And then he'll just swan off back to London.
Yes, I've got to make the most of the time he's here. I'm so annoyed. I've got to work this afternoon.
Oh, have you?
Got to cover this thing at Home Farm.
Oh, about the strawberries.
What sort of a way is that to spend a bank holiday?
It's a very serious issue.
You reckon?
Well, the view from our upstairs windows is right across Home Farm. It's going to be ruined if they cover the fields in polytunnels.
So where are you going?
Oh, I certainly am.
Look, I've got to go to the loo.
Oh, we'll go to the upstairs one.
Oh, I'm busting. Could you just take George?
Yeah, have a look at the bathroom.
Oh, have you got him?
Yeah, go on, off you go.
Okay, I shan't be a minute.
Isn't he lovely?
What's the matter?
Oh, dear. Oh, he's not happy, is he?
Oh. Do you need changing?
Oh, yeah, I think he's a bit damp.
Oh, look, can you take him a minute, Brenda, while I find a clean nappy?
Oh, yeah, okay. Give him here. Oh, come on, Georgie Porgy. Oh, come to Auntie Brenda.
I've got a towel in here somewhere.
Yeah, that's better, isn't it? Yeah.
What did you do?
Nothing. Oh, look, he's smiling at me.
So, taking all things into consideration, this is a very environmentally friendly form of agriculture. Any more questions?
Nowadays, most of our salad crops come from Spain.
Ah, good point.
Shouldn't we just concede that they've got the climate for this sort of thing?
No, in fact, they don't have the climate. Strawberries are actually forest plants. They're much happier with cool British summers than they are with Spanish sun. The only problem we have is rain. They don't like damp conditions. They get botrytis, and we have to spray them. Strawberries grown in the open have often been sprayed every 10 days, right up to the time of harvest. But growing them in these tunnels, we avoid all that. Our fruit rarely needs spraying at all, which is good for the environment generally, but also means, well, I'm sure all of you would prefer to eat fruit that hasn't been sprayed so much. Anyone else got a question? Okay, well, in that case, let's all have some tea.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come through to the next polytunnel.
Hey, well done, mate.
Oh, thanks for the prompt.
Well, you hadn't mentioned Spain.
No, I meant to.
And people do think
that everything grows better in the sun, I know.
Yeah. No, you did really well. You managed to stun Linda Snow into silence, which is quite an achievement.
I'm sure it won't last.
Adam?
Oh, hi, Bren.
Would now be a good time?
Yeah, fine.
If I could just record 10 minutes with you, and then I'll do some vox pops with people while they're having their tea.
Adam?
Yeah, Susan.
I appreciate everything you said, and I'm sure you mean well.
Thank you.
But could I just ask you to come along to our new house and look out of the window and just imagine what it would be like to look out over acres of polythene?
Yeah, I will willingly do that, but let me assure you that if we do go ahead with the expansion, and as I said, nothing has been definitely decided yet, then I will make every effort to site the tunnels where they're not going to ruin anyone's view.
Have you got that on tape, Brenda?
Well, should we go and get a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Leave Adam to the tender mercies of Radio Borsetshire.
Adam?
Yeah, won't be a minute, Mum. Just doing a short interview.
Deb is here.
Oh, really? Now, there's a surprise.
And she wants a word.
Well, she'll have to wait. I'm busy.
I think you should talk to her, Adam.
Why?
I think she should tell you herself.
Tell me what? What's going on?
Well, she's just outside.
Mum?
Go on, darling.
Brenda, sorry, do you mind?
Oh, no, no, no. You go ahead. I'll just wait here.
Okay. Back in a minute.
Debbie?
Hi.
What's going on?
How did it go, the meeting?
Oh, pretty well, I think. Thanks to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that makes everything all right, doesn't it? You being sorry.
Adam.
It's not the lack of support that I mind.
I couldn't make it, I'm
afraid. It's where you go out of your way deliberately to undermine everything I'm trying
to
do.
That's simply not true. I thought it would be easier for you if I stayed away.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Anyway, you don't have to worry about me anymore because I'm leaving.
What?
I'm going away, abroad.
Debbie, what are you talking about?
I'm leaving at the end of this week.
What? Where are you? Are you going back to France?
No. Hungary.
Hungary?
Yeah, Dad asked me if I'd be interested, so I let him put my name forward.
I don't believe this.
I'm going to be running the Hungarian operation. The consortium decided they wanted a manager from the UK, so it's going to be me.
And Brian put you up to this?
It was his idea, yeah.
And when was this?
A few weeks ago.
How many weeks?
I can't remember.
Oh, how convenient.
Look, we sort of floated the idea when I came back from visiting the place.
That was months ago.
Yes, but it's only just been decided.
So you and Brian have been plotting this for how many months?
It wasn't a plot,
and you never
Adam,
thought to mention it to me?
There was nothing to say.
Do you have any idea how that makes me feel?
It was no more than a vague possibility.
Any idea at all?
And I wasn't at all sure that I wanted to do it until... Well, until last week, to be honest. When you and I had that disagreement.
Oh, no.
And I thought...
Don't try and put this on
I
me.
I thought maybe it would be better for everyone if I just
I always
went...
suspected that you and Brian were scheming behind
oh,
my back.
Oh, now you are being paranoid.
Yeah, and don't
Adam...
I have a right to be? All this time, you and Brian had a secret agenda that you deliberately kept hidden from me. Put yourself in my shoes, Debbie. How would you feel?
James isn't sure which day it is.
Any chance of a cup of coffee?
In the pot.
Oh, great.
Oh, darling, you look terrible.
Thank you, Mum.
What were you doing last night?
Oh, went out for a drink, that's all.
Who with?
You don't want to know.
Please don't tell me it was that little Tucker minx.
Milk?
In the fridge. You will be careful, won't you, darling?
I always am. Why is the fridge full of champagne?
We're going to the races.
Oh, is that today?
You haven't forgotten.
No, of course not. It's a bit early in the morning, that's all.
Oh, this wretched stuff. I'm going to stink of fish.
What are you doing?
Making smoked salmon sandwiches.
Sandwiches? You?
I would have got a hamper from Underwoods, but they were closed for the bank holiday.
Oh, let me do it.
No, 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 I can manage, I can manage.
Yes, but I can manage better. Come on, Mark, shove over.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Go on, go and wash your hands.
Oh, thank you, darling.
What will you do without me?
You're not leaving, are you?
No, no. Well, not for a week or two. A bit annoying, really. I can't wait to get stuck in. You ever thought of going in for property development, Mark?
Oh, heavens no.
No, oh, it'd be just up your street, I'd have thought. In fact,
What?
Well, how would you feel about coming in with me on the Greenwich project?
What?
Well, you ought to be doing something with all your money. No point leaving it lying around in the bank.
It isn't lying around.
It's just a bit of a golden opportunity, that's all. West Greenwich is going to be the new Shoreditch. You take my word for it.
And what about this hitch that you were talking about?
Oh, that? Oh, that's all sorted. Didn't I mention that? Got a phone call yesterday. Everything's hunky-dory.
So why can't you get on with it?
You know what lawyers are like, Ma. Won't let you lift a finger till the T's are dotted and the I's are crossed. Now, all these sandwiches need is a dash of pepper and a squeeze of lemon.
Oh, bless you, darling.
I bought you a flask of coffee.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Could you put it in the cab, do you think?
Yeah, OK.
Is he back yet?
What?
Brian, is he back?
No, he said he'd be out until about 2.
He can't avoid me forever.
Oh, he's not avoiding you, darling.
He spent the last few months going behind my back plotting with Debbie.
I don't really think it was a plot.
Well, why wasn't I consulted?
Oh, I'm just as shocked as you are, Adam. I'd no idea this was coming.
I thought I was doing what he wanted. Think big, he said. Use your imagination. Get this farm buzzing.
I know.
But he obviously never had any intention of implementing my ideas.
That's not entirely fair.
Whereas anything Debbie suggested...
He did back the strawberries in the beginning. It was a big investment.
Mind yourself, Mum.
And you said yourself he was wonderful at that meeting the other week.
Yes. What a breathtaking piece of hypocrisy that was.
Well, what do you mean?
He stands up and defends the expansion when he knows perfectly well it's not going to happen.
Why not?
He didn't even bother to turn up yesterday.
Why should the expansion not go ahead?
Where am I going to find the tie? With Debbie gone?
Well, that's what I find so hard to take.
Unless Brian has some other master plan.
Debbie leaving again? Seems like only yesterday she got back from France.
Give me a call when he gets back, Mum, will you?
Will you be in for lunch?
Not if Debbie's going to be there.
Oh, Adam.
Thanks for the coffee.
Second.
You backed it each way.
How's that bottle of shampoo?
Yeah, short odds, so it'll only be up by about 15 quid.
Hardly worth the trouble.
Better than a poke in the eye with a blunt stick.
Ah, you might as well put your money in the building society. If Couturian had won, I'd have made over a grand.
Aww.
But he came in fifth.
But it's the dream that makes betting worthwhile, Matt. That lovely half hour when you imagine your horse romping home and fantasise about what you'll do with all that dosh.
Now, what would you do with it?
Bet it on the next race, probably. I must go and have a pee. Too much champagne. Back in a minute.
All right, darling. Don't be too hard on him, Tiger.
I haven't said a word.
You're sending out rays of disapproval.
No, I'm not.
I happen to agree with James. What's the point of coming to the races if you're not prepared to be a teens a bit reckless?
Yeah, there's reckless and there's downright irresponsible.
And you know all about that, don't you?
Sorry?
Well, it's not so very long since you lost him. How much was it?
That was not recklessness, as you very well know. That was a very subtle bit of calculation.
Whatever you say.
But watching your son this afternoon, I have to conclude he really doesn't understand the value of money.
Oh, don't be so pompous.
But then he was born with a silver spoon in his gob, wasn't he?
Well, it's not how I would have put it, but certainly he's never wanted for money.
Just hope he's a bit more prudent in his business dealings than he is at the racetrack.
But of course he is.
If you say so.
James has his head screwed on when it comes to business, don't you worry.
In fact, he's just asked me to come in with him on his latest venture.
Yeah, I wondered when that was coming.
What?
You didn't say yes, did you?
Haven't said anything yet.
Oh, you're here.
So it would seem.
Adam's been looking for you.
Now that's a surprise.
You've been avoiding him?
No, of course not.
He thinks you have.
Rubbish. I came back yesterday afternoon especially to see him after the open day. And where was he?
He'd gone to see Ian.
Exactly. Well, I was here if he wanted to talk to me.
He was very upset.
Oh, I know.
And he still is, with every justification, if you ask me.
Look, there was no point in saying anything.
In case it didn't happen. Miss, I know. I still think you could have told me what was going on.
Yeah, but Debbie wasn't even sure herself that she wanted to go.
So why didn't she talk to me? I mean, that's what you do, isn't it? If you can't make your mind up about something, you discuss it with your family.
Yeah, she knew you'd be upset, darling. Anyway, you don't want details of everything that happens on the farm.
Well, it's not just the farm. It's my daughter and my son, who are always such good friends until you set them against each other.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, don't try and deny it. I remember months ago talking to you about how competitive they were getting, and you said, oh, isn't it great? So good for the farm.
Well, what's wrong with a bit of friendly rivalry?
Friendly? Brian, my children are not on speaking terms, and one of them's leaving the country. What's friendly about that?
Oh, my head hurts.
Too much champagne.
Oh, is that what it is? I'd never have guessed.
Now stop it, you two.
Well, I'm up on the day. £85, to be precise.
£85? Wow. It was really worth your while coming then, wasn't it?
Just as a matter of interest, James, do you approach your property business in the same haphazard way you approach horse racing?
Matt!
It's okay, Mum. I can defend myself.
Well?
Well, what?
This property in West Greenwich, for instance. Bitten off more than you can chew, have you?
Absolutely not.
Need your mum to bail you out.
Oh, I get it. You don't like the competition, do you?
Excuse me?
Well, sorry to disappoint you, Matt, but Greenwich is a little gold mine. I've got developers queuing up to take it off my hands. So if you were thinking of making me an offer...
I in your dreams, sunshine.
Stop it, the pair of you!
Sorry, mate. It's not for sale.
Oh, you're back then. Oh, Adam, pass it down. I'll turn this off. News is always the same anyway, isn't it? It's close to an election. So, Jenny says you're a bit fed up with me.
That's something of an understatement.
I'm sorry.
I feel you don't trust me. You don't value me. All the hard work I've put in for this farm counts for absolutely nothing.
Not true. Not remotely.
I've never felt so badly let down in my entire life.
Let me explain what happened.
I know what happened.
The board. That's to say, my fellow investors in the Hungarian venture decided to advertise for a UK farm manager.
And you said, I know just the person.
And she said no, she wasn't interested. I merely suggested that she should think about it, keep her options open.
She told me you'd been talking about it ever since she came back from that trip in February.
Well, not about... We've had general discussions about the best way of managing the enterprise.
Just you and her.
The idea of her going over never came up until...
I mean, you never thought to include me.
Well, it's mainly an arable enterprise, Adam.
Which just happens to have some dairy cows.
Well, yes.
In any case, I'm not qualified to talk about arable, am I?
What? Debbie's the expert.
But she is allowed to talk about my plans. She can rubbish all my proposals for the fruit and the livestock.
She didn't rubbish
knowing
them.
Full well she's not going to be around.
She didn't know.
She's going to have her own little empire to manage, but despite that, she's determined to hang on to control of this one.
And now, let's get one thing straight, Adam. What happens on this farm is ultimately my decision.
And there's me thinking it was some kind of joint enterprise in which we all had a stake.
You know I value your opinion.
No, I don't know that. I thought I did, but I was wrong. You don't give a toss what I think.
You're really overreacting to this.
Am I?
Look, with Debbie off the scene, you're being sole charge of the farm. I thought you'd been pleased.
You're expecting me to run the whole place on my own, are you? All the arable as well?
Well, I'll help you as much as I can.
Oh, well, that's my expansion plans out the window, isn't it?
Why?
Where am I going to find the time?
Brenda.
Oh, thank God it's you. I was terrified your mum's going to answer.
I think she's out.
That's a relief.
What are you doing here?
You were supposed to meet me in the bull.
Was I?
And your mobile switched off.
Oh, God. Sorry.
You forgot.
Had the most disastrous day. Went to the races with Mum and that mad boyfriend of hers. God, he's a pain.
Yeah, you look a bit rough.
Tried to anaesthetise myself by drinking far too much champagne.
Ah, you know what you need?
What?
Another bottle. Come on, I'm buying.
Why?
I'm celebrating. I quit my job.
What?
Yeah, it's goodbye Radio Borsetshire. And about time, too.
Hang on. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I did just what you said.
What I said? I said I'd give you a few contacts,
no,
that's all.
No, about the story. The consultant at the hospital.
Oh, right, yeah.
I went to my new boss, told him all about my contact, you know, the nurse. Mm-hmm. And he said, great story, I'll put someone else onto it right away.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, you can cover this exhibition of kids' paintings.
Oh, not again.
Anyway, this time, I told him to stuff his job.
Oh, Brenda.
And you know what? It feels great. I should have done it years ago. So come on, James. Come and help me celebrate.
Ruth has forgotten something important.
Josh won't have school tomorrow.
Why not?
It's election day.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And the school is Loxley Barrett's polling station.
Right.
Oh, and don't forget Usha's coming around for supper.
Is she?
I told you. She's got the afternoon off and she's going out with Alan on his motorbike.
Again?
Yeah.
They're getting remarkably matey. Outings on his motorbike. What's going on?
I don't think you can read much into that.
Oh, I don't know.
He's had plenty of other people on that pillion.
Has he indeed?
Stop
it, you. And is Usha coming to the film tonight?
Probably not. She's got a late meeting, she said. Well, Izzy's coming, though.
Now there's a surprise.
So I've said she can stay over.
I don't know why she doesn't just move in.
I should have said no.
Why? One of us would only have to drive her home.
I know. But I don't like all these sleepovers on school nights. You know they're up half the night gossiping.
It's a small price to pay.
For what?
Pip being happy at school.
Yeah, but... it's only a matter of time till Pip gets invited to stay over at Izzy's place.
Well, we can hardly say no.
I have every intention of saying no until I've met her mother.
Morning.
Hi, Sam.
Coffee's just made.
Hey, are you planning on going to this film tonight, Sam?
I capture the castle.
Yeah, I think I might give it a miss.
Oh, Sam.
Well, I was talking to Fliss on the phone and she said it's really good.
Yeah, then.
So I said, what's it about? And she started to describe it to me.
Yeah, and you thought that sounds like a right girly film.
Well, yeah.
Oh, come on. It's a coming-of-age story.
Yeah, right. So we'll go to the pub, shall we, Sam?
Suits me.
Yeah, Philistines, a pair of you.
Oh, by the way, the parlour feed's run out.
What?
So half the cows have had to go back without their usual ration.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's no big deal.
But you told me about it last week.
I did.
And I said I'd order some more, and it went straight out of me head.
Oh, they'll be all right. We've got plenty of grass.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
I'll phone the order through straight away, and if they can't deliver today, I'll go and pick up a couple of bags.
Hello.
Hi.
Why aren't you at work?
I've got the afternoon off. I'm owed a bit of time off, and it's always such a rush getting ready for the film show.
So you're going to spend your free afternoon arranging the chairs in the village hall?
Kenton's coming to help.
Oh, I see.
Although I'm not sure he should be taking so much time off from the cafe.
Well, it's his business. He can do what he likes.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, the reason I'm here, I heard from the clinic this morning. All my tests have come back clear.
Oh, Kathy.
Oh, it's such a relief. I can't tell you.
I bet.
I mean, I hadn't realised how much it had obviously been nagging away at the back of my mind. It's like a great weight's been lifted.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Well, maybe that's what's been the trouble.
Do you think so?
Oh, I hope so, Pat. I really do. It must be so frustrating for Kenton, always being packed off home at the end of the evening.
Well, don't let him rush you.
No, I wouldn't. He wouldn't. He's been so patient with me, poor love.
And you mustn't let him stay just because you feel sorry for him.
Don't worry.
It's really good news about the tests.
Oh, yes, isn't it?
Damn. Oh, Lord! Bert, hi. Sorry, I've got grease all over my head. What? Oh, OK. Yeah, OK, I'm on my way. Sam?
Sam, you there?
What?
Can you grab a cannula from the workshop?
Cow down with bloke?
Yeah, Bert just rang.
That's okay, I've got one in my pocket. Always carry one this time of year.
Oh, well, the keys are still in the Land Rover. Can you drive?
Sure.
Only I'm covered in grease, look.
So I see. More on you than on that forage harvest.
Yeah.
Come on, in you get.
Right.
Why are these chairs all dirty?
Are they?
Yeah, look, there on the legs.
Oh, yeah. They must have been used outside. Oh, I know what it was. They borrowed them for that open day up at Home Farm.
Oh, did they indeed?
There's a dustpan and brush in the kitchen.
Oh, I shall have to have words with Cousin Adam, returning village hall property covered in mud.
Oh, terrible.
Yes, well, standards are definitely slipping.
Afternoon!
Oh, hello, Sage.
Oh, you've got someone to help you.
Yeah.
Afternoon.
I thought you might be struggling on your own, so I was going to give you a hand.
Oh, that's really sweet.
But you're all right.
Well, another pair of hands is always useful. I've just got to get the rest of the stuff out of my car.
Yeah, right, I'll give you a hand.
No, it's only a few bits and pieces. Why don't you help Kenton with the chairs?
Won't
be a minute.
Yeah, to be honest, I should get back to the pub. I just thought Kathy was on her own.
Hang on a minute, Sid.
Hmm?
Kathy's, well, she told me what happened.
What?
At Christmas.
Oh.
With Owen.
Has she?
Yeah, and...
She said she wasn't going to... Well, she doesn't want people to know about it.
Yeah, I know.
So I am surprised that she's told you.
Look, don't worry, I'm not going to go spreading it about.
Make sure you don't.
I wouldn't dream of it.
She seems pretty much in control these days, but believe me, underneath...
Yeah, I know.
She's very fragile still. Needs a lot of support.
Yeah, which I fully intend to give her. I won't let her down.
You better not.
Now, look, I just wanted to say...
You left me to deal with, see?
Yeah, right. Sid, I just wanted to say thank you.
Hmm?
Well, for the way that you looked after her. After the attack, she told me what a rock you were and, you know, how she'd never have got through it if it hadn't been for you.
Oh. Well, you know.
So,
do the best you can, don't you? I think you've helped.
Have I?
Yes, she has been looking a hell of a lot better since you and her got back together.
Has she?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Oh. Well, I don't think I can really take much credit.
I'd better lock this in the office until they... What?
Nothing. We were just saying...
How very well you're looking.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really, well.
Well, I must confess, I feel better today than I have for a long time.
Oh, Lord, there's three of them down.
There's a lot of clover in this field.
Is that what's done it?
Wouldn't usually matter, but with them not getting their ration in the dairy this morning.
Oh, of course.
They've obviously been gorging themselves, and they've overdone it. Haven't you, old girl? Never mind. We'll soon get you sorted.
Well done.
Feels better already, doesn't it?
So glad you're doing that, not me.
It's not difficult.
I know, I've done it.
There, look. She's trying to get up already. Now then, the antiseptic spray. Oh, yeah, here we are.
Is there anything you haven't got in your pockets?
There you go. Good as new. Now let's hope the others recover as quick.
Right, so let's start moving the rest of them out now.
Yeah, let's put them all back where they were last week.
Well, that's pretty well grazed out back there.
Yeah, but it'll keep them going till this evening. We don't want any more of them ODing on this clover, do we?
You haven't done theme snacks this time, though.
Well, I haven't seen the film. And all Kathy could remember was something about ham. Well, ham snacks aren't exactly my speciality. Anyway, there you go, Pat. That's 50p.
Thanks. And I'll have the same, please.
Yeah, I remember reading the book when I was a kid, but I've quite forgotten what happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you take your seats, please? The film will begin in 5 minutes.
Kathy's looking so much better, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She was really knocked out by that flu, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Taking her forever to shake it off.
There you go. That's 50p, please.
I suppose she went back to work too soon afterwards. People always do that, don't they? And then they get hit by this post-viral thing.
Oh, look, there's Pip and Izzy.
Yeah.
She certainly looks a bit...
Tarty?
A bit more grown up than Pip.
They're exactly the same age.
11 going on 23.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a full house.
I told you it'd be okay, didn't I?
Were you worried?
A bit. We've always done fine with the kids' films, but this is more one for the grown-ups.
Yeah, I was just saying, I remember the book.
Mm, so do I.
Is that why you chose it?
No, I chose it because it's got Bill Nye in it.
As good a reason as any.
You didn't tell me that.
He's wonderful, isn't he?
Riveting. I'll watch anything he's in.
What's Bill Nye got that I haven't?
You really didn't have to give us such a hard time.
Well, it was her fault.
My fault too.
I mean, if Ruth hadn't forgotten to order the dairy nuts, they wouldn't have been hungry. And they wouldn't have eaten themselves stupid like that.
Yeah, but I put them out there.
Could have been a disaster. I mean, if Bert hadn't spotted that first one going down...
Should have realised they'd go daft on that clover-rich pasture.
Oh, no, don't put yourself down. You're a dab hand with a cannula. You saved those cows, so why don't you drink?
Fair enough.
When you're ready, Sid...
No, I still think you were a bit hard on Ruth.
Well, there's a turn up for the books.
What's that? Shies. Please.
Brenda Tucker.
Two pints, please, Sid.
Mm-hmm. She's quit her job.
Oh, really?
What, with the radio?
Well, she's been there for years, isn't she? About time she moved on.
Tell that to Mike. Doing his nut in there.
Mike's here?
Yeah, near the bar.
I thought he decided he wasn't coming back after you moved the dartboard.
Yeah, maybe it was an empty threat.
That's £4.20... 40, 60.
Yes, grand, thanks.
Oh, Lord, I just had a terrible thought.
What?
Brenda. You know she's been hanging around with James Bellamy?
Yeah, she's been in here with him a couple of times.
Yeah, and he's a bit of a spinner of yarns, is my cousin James. He's probably told Brenda he'll put in a word for her with Rupert Murdoch.
She wouldn't fall for that, would she?
Well, I wouldn't bank on it. You know, sweet girl, Brenda, but not nearly cynical enough for a journalist.
Jamie, all right?
Yeah, he's dead tired, really. But he insists on his right to read another chapter.
Oh, I love the film.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? I thought it'd be far too romantic for him. It's usually, people kissing.
That's my sentiments entirely.
Oh, come on, you loved it too.
Oh, well, it was pretty good, yeah. Though I still can't understand what you see in Bill Nye.
Oh, he's lovely.
Nope, don't get it.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Do you fancy a nightcap?
Well...
I've got some wine open.
It rather depends. I forgot to drive back to Borchester tonight.
Oh, Kenton...
No, in that case, I'll settle for a cup of tea.
Oh, I am sorry.
No apologies, it's fine.
No, I really thought... Well, you see, today's been such a good day, I almost felt normal again.
But not...
No, I just...
No, Cathy, please, it's fine, it's okay. I mean, you don't have to explain.
I'm not ready yet.
That's fine. There's time, yeah? How about that cup of tea?
It's Judgment Day for Tom.
Come in. Have a seat.
Thanks. It's great to see you.
Coffee?
You look fantastic.
This is a business meeting, Tom.
Sorry.
So, would you like a coffee?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Right, well, I've now had feedback from all the stores where you did your promotions.
And?
Very positive. They're all full of praise for your punctuality, politeness, smart appearance...
But what about the product?
And the general efficiency and good humour with which you conducted the promotion. So, full marks to you personally.
Well, that's very gratifying,
and but... to your assistant, the lovely Kirsty. She made a very favourable impression.
But what about this?
Very favourable indeed. Been together long, have you?
You said this was a business meeting.
Ah, so I did.
So?
Well, all the store managers report a healthy take-up.
Really?
Sales across the southwest have improved by several percentage points.
And how much?
Better than I expected.
Great.
But not quite as much as I'd hoped.
Oh. So does that mean... What does that mean?
Well, let me put it like this.
Oh.
I'm prepared to give it a go.
You are?
Continue to stock your sausages in those outlets you visited.
Great.
Plus a further 10 stores in the southwest.
Fantastic.
Let's see how it goes through the summer and then we'll take it from there.
Oh, Tamsin, I could kiss you.
Delightful as that would be.
This is a business meeting, I know.
Yes, and, oh, look, there is one proviso, Tom. We're going to have to discount.
Oh. Well, fair enough. I mean, if that's what it takes.
I think that's the way we need to go.
Well, you're the expert. So, when do you want to get going with these other stores?
Early June.
June?
Well, we're really getting into barbecue season then.
Yeah, right.
But if that's too soon for you...
No, no.
Only I realise it'll give you a bit of a problem supply side.
Don't worry. I can sort it.
I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, don't apologise.
Well, this morning was just such chaos.
It's always the way, isn't it, when you're planning to take the afternoon off?
Absolutely.
It's one of those laws of nature, like, I don't know, toast always landing butter side down. You're looking at me as if I've lost my marbles.
No, no, I just remembered I meant to go and vote.
We can do it when we get back. Polling stations stay open till 9. Hmm.
Isn't it Ascension Day today?
Ooh, 4 marks.
Oh, someone in the office just happened to mention it, that's all. But doesn't it mean
You've
that...
You've buttoned your coat up all wrong.
What? Oh, I wonder why I have one button left over. I mean, shouldn't you be doing priestly things rather than playing with your motorbike?
Well, I'll get time off for good behaviour. Anyway, it's a good excuse for a party, isn't it? Jesus Christ ascending into heaven.
Ah, so you're having one?
Yeah, we're having a bit of doing Penny Hassett this evening, as a matter of fact. I know I said we'd drive out to Hereford, but I have to drop in and see a parishioner in Darrington.
Oh, that's okay.
Only take me 20 minutes or so.
I can entertain myself in Darrington for 20 minutes. I haven't been there for ages.
Yeah, it's a very nice tea shop. All right, come on, helmet on. Are you sure you're going to be warm enough like that?
I've got my thermal vest on.
Jolly good.
Oh, I remember how freezing it was last time we went out.
On you get then. Took your scarf in.
What?
Your scarf.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you doing an Isadora Duncan on me.
What?
Oh, never mind.
So how about a drink this evening?
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, come on, Tamsin. We're not having a business meeting now.
I have to be in Gloucester first thing in the morning.
So?
If I have a drink with you, I know perfectly well where to lead.
Well, we've got something to celebrate, haven't we?
I do have other supplies, you know, Tom.
I'm not just another supplier, though, am I? Come on, admit it. Oh, God.
Oh, Ben, for heaven's sake!
What's the matter?
Someone I know.
The sooner we get the shopping done, the sooner we get home, OK? Now, come on.
Morning, Ruth.
Oh, hello.
Someone's not very happy.
He's being a real pain in the bum today.
Oh.
Anyway, I won't stop, because he certainly won't. Come on, trouble.
Who's that?
My cousin's wife.
Ah, so you're related to the brat?
Only just. Anyway, about tonight.
I really do need to wash my hair.
Oh, come on.
And what about the lovely Kirsty?
What about her?
Shouldn't you be paying her a bit more attention?
Why?
She's your girlfriend.
So?
All my store managers mentioned her. Such a lovely girl, they said. Such a sweet couple.
You're not jealous, are you?
Jealous? Me?
Just ever so slightly.
I don't do jealous.
Good. So, let's forget about Kirsty. You're the one I care about now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, when can I see you again?
Well, doing anything tomorrow?
There we are. This do you.
Brilliant, thanks. I'll just nip in and vote.
Do you want me to wait and give you a lift home?
No.
Well, I don't mind.
I can walk from here. And don't you have a sermon or something to prepare for tonight?
No. But I do have to make supper for Amy.
Can't she cook her own supper?
What's a stressful time with GCSEs? Anyway, it's my turn.
Oh, better let you get on then. But thanks for a wonderful afternoon.
Are you planning to keep the helmet on then?
Oh, sorry. You forget you're wearing it after a while, don't you? I'll put it back in here, shall I?
Oh, thanks.
No, thank you. It's been lovely.
Well, I'm sorry. We only got as far as Darrington.
Oh, don't worry about it. Just zooming round the country lanes like that is so... Oh, it frees your mind somehow.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I'm stuck with some knotty problem and I don't know what to do, I just get on the bike.
Well, it reminds me why I live in the countryside. You can't smell things in a car, can you? Grass and wood smoke and...
Pig manure.
Anyway, thank you so very much.
It's been a real pleasure. And we'll do that trip to Hereford very soon. Have you ever been to see the cathedral?
I'd love to.
Go on, kids, in you go. Hi, Dad.
Hello, sweetheart. How was school?
Boring.
Oh, dear.
Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
Been trying to ring you all afternoon.
Well, I was only out having a look at the grass.
Your phone switched off.
Oh, sorry. Was it important?
Pip, take one of these bags for me, will you, Pip?
Okay.
Yeah, let me...
Just a minute.
What?
Wait till Pip's inside.
Oh. What's going on?
I've met Izzy's mum.
Hey?
I went to the supermarket this afternoon.
Yeah, I can tell.
And Ben was having a tantrum, so by the time we got to the checkout, I was a complete wreck. So the woman at the checkout lifts him out of the trolley, twirls him round, which for some reason he finds hilarious, and then she gives him some chocolate buttons, and he's all smiles. So already I'm worshipping this woman.
And this woman...
And I hand over my card to pay, and she says, Mrs. Archer, you wouldn't be Pip's mum, would you? And I look at her name badge, and it says Karen.
Uh-huh.
So I've known her for years. Well, not known her exactly, but, you know, I've passed the time of day with her. And she's, well, she's really nice.
Hold the front page. Izzy's mum is a normal woman.
No. That's what I'm going to be needing every week from the beginning of June. Well, how much can you supply? Is that all?
Hi, Tom.
Well, if that's the best you can do...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, OK. All right, I'll put an order in the post. Cheers, mate. I suppose you know anyone who can supply me with a truckload of organic pork by the beginning of June, do you? Must be native breed.
No. Why?
Because Tom Archer's sausages are going global.
What?
I got the order for the Southwest. 10 more stores on top of the ones we're already in.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Yeah, I've been trying to source some extra supplies of meat. They want us to start next month.
Amazing.
It is rather, isn't it?
Well, are you going out to celebrate?
Not tonight. I'm a bit knackered, to be honest.
Oh, come on, old man. I bet Kirsty's got the champagne on ice already.
I haven't told her yet.
You haven't told her? Oh, Tom! You couldn't have done it without her.
I only got back an hour ago. Then I had to call in at the village shop. Which reminds me, you're quite matey with the vicar, aren't you?
What do you mean?
What's going on with him and Usha?
What?
I came out of the polling station and he comes roaring up on his motorbike with her on the pillion.
And?
Well, she's a Hindu, isn't she?
I have no idea.
Is that allowed, if you're a Church of England vicar?
What, just because he gives someone a lift on his motorbike? It doesn't mean they're on an item.
Well, we're having quite a laugh together.
And neither does that. Now, are you going to ring Kirsty or shall I?
I'll do it.
Great. I'll get down to the bull and get wasted.
You? Wasted?
Yeah, why not?
I thought the pub wasn't your scene.
Well, I've changed my mind, haven't I? Decided to remember that I am still young and irresponsible. And the way she shut Ben up mid-tantrum was brilliant.
Yeah, you said.
She seems such a nice, warm person.
So you're not disappointed, then?
Disappointed?
Well, you quite made your mind up that she had two heads and a serious drug habit.
I have not. I just didn't expect her to be quite so, I don't know, mumsy.
Well, she has got three kids. Not that she seems to give any of them any attention.
Only because she's working all the time. The supermarket isn't her only job, you know. She works evenings as well.
Is she?
She's got a cleaning job. That's why she couldn't come to the parents' evening.
What? While Neanderthal Dom sits at home watching Sky Sports?
She's the breadwinner.
Well, good for her. Mind you, if she had slightly better taste in men...
You hardly know him.
Izzy thinks he's a plonker, doesn't she?
Well, when they come over on Sunday...
What? When they what?
Oh, I didn't mention that. I invited her and Dom to tea.
No, you didn't mention that.
Well, I thought we should try and get to know them a bit better.
Oh, terrific.
If we're going to let Pip stay over there.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Glass of wine.
Thanks. Oh. Oh, I ran into Tom in the supermarket car park.
Oh, you've not invited him to tea as well, have you?
No, he was talking to some woman.
Oh, yeah.
A rather smart executive type. He didn't introduce her.
Well, he sells his sausages through that store, doesn't he? She's probably the buyer.
No, far too young. She didn't look much older than him.
Mm. How old do you think supermarket buyers are these days? Hello? Oh, hi, Usha. No, it's not a problem. She's only just started chopping the vegetables up. Okay, yeah, see you in a bit. Bye.
She's got the lid?
Half an hour. She was late getting home from a junk with Alan.
Oh, no problem.
What's going on there?
What do you mean?
Well, her and Alan. I mean, you don't go riding on a man's pillion if you don't, you know...
What?
Well, fancy her.
Speak for yourself.
What, you don't think that...
No, I don't. She still hasn't got over the debacle with Ashok. I don't think she'll be going down that path again for a very long time.
It's Debbie's last day at Home Farm.
Well, can you get a move on? If that isn't put to chill in the next 2 minutes, it's going to be a dribbling mess on the plate.
Hello, darling.
And how's my favourite chef this morning?
Very busy.
Oh, you're looking tired.
Maybe because I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Just some noisy beggar in the staff quarters was partying until 4:30 this
dear.
Morning.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, what brings you to Grey Gables?
Oh, just booking a table for tomorrow night. My dear sister is in need of cheering up.
Jennifer?
Yeah, so I hope there'll be something delicious and chocolatey in the pudding department.
Well, is this because of Debbie leaving?
I suppose you've heard all about it. Oh, look, talk of the devil.
What?
Hello, Adam.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I was just telling Ian that I've been booking it...
Was that my onions? Oh, sorry. Gosh, this morning is just...
Ian, I was hoping for a quiet word.
No, you're kidding me.
I'm bringing your mum and Brian here for a treat tomorrow night. Try and cheer them up a bit. Why don't you join us?
That's very sweet of you, Lillian, but...
I know James would love to see you.
Thanks for the offer, but some other time, hey?
But is Brenda going to be there?
Little trollop, certainly not.
Only I heard she and James...
She's getting ideas well above our station. You know she's given up her job.
Really?
Yeah. I do hope James hasn't been putting ideas into her head. I've warned him, I've told him exactly what she's like, but will he listen?
Look, I mean, lovely as it is to see you, I do have lunch to prepare for 50 people.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sweetie, I'll make myself scarce. Is Jenny at home, do you know?
I think so, yes, yes.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye, bye.
I need to talk to you.
Well, this really isn't a good time, Adam.
I know, I shouldn't have bothered coming over, but...
This afternoon?
Can you?
Well, I can probably get off for an hour or two. I'll come and find you, okay?
Oh, thanks. One egg bap and one cappuccino. Here you go.
Hi, Kenton.
Debbie.
Just came to say goodbye.
You're really going, then?
Yep, this afternoon.
Oh, Debs, what am I going to do when I need a shoulder to cry on?
Yeah, I thought everything was all right with you and Cathy now.
Well, it's all right-ish.
So you won't need this shoulder?
We're more or less back to where we were before. I thought the other night... Well, you know we did the film show in the Village Hall.
Yeah, Alice said it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. No, it went really well. Cathy was so... Well, I really thought she was back to her old self. Mm-hmm. But, well, I suppose when you've been through something like that, the scars must...
Something like what?
Oh, you know, all that stuff at Christmas, me swanning off and leaving her like that, being, you know, letting her down so badly. Oh, I do have this unerring knack for screwing up every decent relationship in my life.
You and me both.
Oh, really? I don't think you're quite in my league.
What about...
I seem to recall that when your marriage hit the date, you were entirely the innocent party.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking about me and Simon.
Oh, weren't you?
No, me and Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
You can't leave the country just because you've fallen out with your brother.
No, I'm not going because...
Well, if I did that, I'd top the list for frequent flyer miles.
We were always so close. You know, when we were kids, it was me and Adam against the world, and well, we'd tell each other everything. I mean, I knew he was gay before, well, from when he was about 15, and... I told him all about Simon and dropping out of university.
Well, so what's gone wrong?
I don't know. When I came back from France, I thought, this is going to be so great working with Adam. And it... Oh, it just turned into this contest, you know, scoring points off each other the whole time.
Well, and that's why you're leaving?
No. No, I mean, it's a great job and I'm really looking forward to it. But...
What?
Oh, he accused me of going behind his back.
And did you?
Well, I didn't mean to. I just thought, what's the point in telling him about the job when I probably won't even get it? And anyway, we were hardly on speaking terms.
Oh, dear.
It makes me so sad. He was my best friend in all the world, and now we just can't talk to each other at all, and I just don't know how it happened.
It'll get better.
Will it?
Yeah, believe me. And hey, I know a thing or two about sibling rivalry.
I hope so. Anyway, must go.
Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Well, come and visit. Bring Cathy.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
So, not goodbye, just au revoir.
OK. Hey. Mm. Oh, what's that in Hungarian?
Don't know how that one got through. Chuck him out, will you? Much too small.
Adam!
What?
Brought you some coffee.
Oh, hang on a minute, Jeff.
I thought you were coming in.
We have to get these lambs off to the abattoir.
Debbie went into Borchester.
Yes. Well, since she's washing her hands of this place, someone has to pick up the slack.
Oh, don't be like that, darling.
Like what?
You will come in for tea this afternoon, won't you? Say goodbye to her.
I'll do my best.
You could come to the airport.
No, there's no point.
It's bad enough that Debbie's going without you and her.
What do you want me to do, Mum? Say it doesn't matter. Say I don't mind that she went behind my back, that she conspired with Brian.
It wasn't a conspiracy.
Well, what would you call it then?
Whatever it was, it's over. It's done, and Debbie's going away. So couldn't you just...
Oh, look, there's Lillian.
At least try and part as friends.
Just driven into the yard.
Please, Adam, for my sake.
She's come to tell you she's taking you out to dinner.
How do you know that?
I have my sources. Thanks for the coffee, Mum.
Jennifer! Hello. How are you, Lillian?
All right, thanks. I booked a table at Grey Gables for tomorrow night.
Well, it's very kind of you, but I'm not sure that Brian is...
I'm not taking no for an answer. You obviously need cheering up.
Well, will Matt be there?
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh. Well, that's a shame.
I don't know what it is, but he and James, they just haven't hit it off somehow.
Haven't they?
They seem to rub each other up the wrong way.
Are you going to come in and have some coffee?
Yeah, okay. You put them in a room together and within 5 minutes they're trading insults.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Oh, Adam and Debbie. Barely on speaking terms.
Oh, I thought he was looking a bit glum.
They always used to be such friends, but now there's this great wall of antagonism and neither of them will make the first move.
Oh, I know. It's infuriating, isn't it? And they've got so much in common.
Well, of course they have.
Oh, Matt and James, I mean.
Oh.
I mean, they're both in the same line of business for a start.
Are they?
Property development.
Oh.
And I don't know whether... You see, the thing is, James has invited me to invest in his latest venture.
Oh, has he?
And he's acquired this warehouse in West Greenwich.
West Greenwich?
Oh, it's a new Shoreditch, he says.
Really?
Anyway, he's converting it into loft-style apartments, which will sell for hundreds of thousands.
Oh, how very enterprising.
But Matt says not to touch it with a barge pole.
Oh?
And I don't know if it's just a case of Matt being generally hostile towards James, which he is, believe me. Or if he knows something that James isn't telling me.
Passport?
Yep.
Your ticket?
Yep.
Second thought?
What?
You having second thoughts about this?
No, no, no. Are you?
Me?
About packing me off to Hungary.
Darling, I'm not packing you off anywhere.
But I wouldn't be going if you hadn't pulled a few strings.
There was no string pulling, I assure you. I merely suggested your name.
Yeah, and sang my praises to the rest of the board.
Darling, I didn't need to. They're all shrewd enough to know a damn good manager when they see one.
You say so.
Look, I don't want to lose you from the farm for good, but we need you in Hungary.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, Mum's extremely fed up you're off again so soon.
Yeah.
She gave me a very hard time.
Well, I've put your bags in the car.
Thanks.
Well, I might as well say goodbye now, then.
Okay.
Not a lot of point in standing around in the yard waving. And there's a patch of wheat Andy said I should have a look at.
Oh, in the 80 acre?
Mm, down the far end.
Yeah, I thought that might need doing.
Oh, well, I said I'd go and have a look, so...
Bye, then.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Hope it all, you know, works out for you.
Yeah, and you.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I just... Why does he have to take everything so personally?
I don't know.
Okay, so we didn't exactly see eye to eye about how this place should be run, but he's acting like I've... committed some major act of betrayal.
Yeah, well, he'll get over it.
You think so?
Yes, of course he will.
It was a mistake coming back, wasn't it?
What?
If I just stayed in France...
Now, come on, darling. What's done is done. There's no point in speculating about what might have been.
Yeah, I know.
And I, for one, am extremely glad you came back when you did.
Are you?
I knew you'd forgiven me.
Oh,
well, not forgiven me, maybe, but you,
oh,
you
that
know.
Seems so long ago now.
I miss you dreadfully.
Well, you'll be coming over soon, though, won't you?
I certainly will.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, darling. Look after yourself.
See you soon, eh?
Yep.
And look, you will be a bit careful of these plans of Adam's, won't you?
Oh, don't worry.
You know, after all we've achieved, I'd hate to see it all hit the buffers.
It won't.
Good. Okay. Let's go, then.
Has she gone?
Yeah.
And did you kiss him back up?
What do you think?
Oh, dear. So, what's next?
I don't know. What I want to do is tell Brian to stuff his job and walk away from the whole sorry mess.
But you won't do that.
No, I can't. Not while you're in Ambridge, anyway.
It's a relief. Oh, talking of stuffing jobs, I rang Brenda.
Oh, yeah, I meant to do that.
She's fine. Glad to be shot of Radio Barsetshire. Already sent off some pieces to various magazines.
Good.
Very positive about getting something else. Though, it sounds like her mum and dad are giving her a hard time. Oh, come on, Adam. I traipsed all the way over here.
Oh, sorry.
Because you were so desperate to talk.
It's just... I feel so... I thought she might have said something before she went.
Like what?
Well, sorry would have been nice.
Well, that was never going to happen, though, was it?
Well, just some kind of gesture, a hug, a handshake, anything. But she just stood there with her arms folded.
Well, did you try, you know, offering to shake her hand?
It wasn't down to me, was it? I haven't done anything. She's the one who's been scheming behind my back.
Well, look on the bright side.
What bright side?
Well, you're in charge at Home Farm. You can do what the hell you like. Turn the whole place over to strawberries if the fancy takes you.
I don't think so.
Well, isn't that what you wanted?
I'm not in charge, though, am I? Brian is. And after this, I don't see how I can ever trust him again.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.